Well, on best estimates, Mr Rudd has the support of around one-third of caucus. School Education Minister Peter Garrett has been doing the hard sell this week on the federal government's Gonski report into education funding, but today he's spruiking the merits of retaining Julia Gillard as the Prime Minister and leader of the Labor Party. Mr Garrett has been speaking with Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
Sabra, I'll be voting for the Prime Minister Julia Gillard. I'll be doing that because I think she is the best person to lead Labor to the next election, and I believe that in difficult circumstances she's shown remarkable tenacity and purpose in continuing to advance Labor's agenda, in making sure that we get legislation through the Parliament and that we have the confidence of the caucus and the confidence of the ministry to take it up to Abbott at the next election.
Mr Rudd says he has public support that Ms Gillard can't win the next election. The Prime Minister says she can run a functional government and that Mr Rudd can't. They're both right on those scores, aren't they?
Well, look, it's a long way to the next election, Sabra, and I think that when you get a fevered atmosphere of a leadership challenge, obviously people start to look ahead. That's a long way down the track. It's a very wise soothsayer who wants to predict what's going to be happening in federal politics in 12 or 18 months' time, given the kinds of issues that we think are important to address with Mr Abbott, given questions around the opposition's credibility on the economy, given the fact that we've got so many positive things that I genuinely think we can take out there and you know, basically let the Australian people know about. So I don't buy into this idea at all that we can't be competitive at the next election.
You were demoted under Kevin Rudd when he was Prime Minister over the home insulation program. Were you made a scapegoat for that? Did you try to warn him of impending problems?
Well, those matters are already on the record, Sabra. What I would say is this. I've always acted what I believe to be are in the best interests of both the ministry, the party and the government. I believe that loyalty and support for ministers is absolutely crucial in terms of government. I've received that support from the Prime Minister, and I think it's absolutely essential to give the confidence that governments need to be able to advance important agendas, such as we're doing in education.
Did you receive that kind of support and loyalty from Kevin Rudd when he was Prime Minister?
The way in which you actually deliver a government agenda and make decisions as a government requires you to have both ordered, stable and supportive relationships and arrangements as the norm within the government. I experience under this Prime Minister cabinet processes that are thorough and well executed. I experience under this Prime Minister consultation and leadership, which I think is a necessary component of being an effective government.
By inference, you experience good governance under Julia Gillard, but not Kevin Rudd.
Well, look, Sabra, you know, there's been quite a bit of commentary over the last couple of days, and many of these matters were on the public record after the last election. I think the key thing here, though, is that we need clearly to settle this matter comprehensively for once and for all as a government.
There are reports this morning that Mr Rudd will say that there'll be no retribution if he is re-elected as Prime Minister and leader for Labor, that no Gillard supporters will be sacked as ministers. Do you believe him?
We came into government in this second term in a period of fairly significant difficulty where we had a finely balanced House of Representatives. We have taken on a substantial agenda of reform and we've delivered it, more than 200 bills that have been passed through this Parliament, and on big things, private health insurance, the carbon tax, minerals resources rent tax. We need to have the opportunity to get on with that work, to make the arguments in the community, to take it up to the Liberals and the National Party, and we can only do that once we've resolved this matter with finality, and then once it's resolved with finality, get on with the business of being an effective government and extremely active proponents of our cause.
What happens if Mr Rudd won't give a commitment and he loses? He doesn't renounce his leadership ambitions. What next?
Well, I would strongly urge Mr Rudd to accept the verdict of this caucus for once and for all. Remember, this will be the second time that the caucus will have been in a position of adjudicating and voting on the matter of a leader. They made their call once before. They'll get an opportunity on Monday to do it again. Mr Rudd should respect the wishes of the caucus. If it is the case that he doesn't secure the support of the caucus, then I think it's the interests of the Labor Party and of the government that he then renounces any ambition that he has. Caucus will have spoken, goes to the backbench and plays a productive role, because he has undoubted capacity to do that if he so chooses.
School Education Minister Peter Garrett speaking to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.